Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up. The banker downtown, they got him on his feet with handshake of money.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day Show and Good Day Health. A lot of different things get broadcast connected to my brain and my voice, and they all hopefully are helpful. Many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program carry the American Family Farmer and the Good Day Health programs, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful to have you there as we go through a number of things going on that connect the farm to your food and your family. We start each of these hours with some news that affects farmers and farm life in the food department. The federal government has announced that disaster assistance is going out to farmers that have been impacted by wildfires, that would be California and the Southwest, by droughts, that would be the Northwest, and things going on in some place, the Midwest, actually the Northeast is a little dry this summer, and the hurricane problems, winter storms too, all of that from the last year or so, $4 billion, according to the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. So far, producers have gotten actually more than $4 billion in payments through the ERP, and I was one of those. I got a little bit, not a lot. Probably many of you did as well. So 67% of the more than $6 billion that's been set aside for phase one of the program has actually gone out. Phase two, aimed at filling gaps and providing help for producers who don't get enough payments through existing programs. That's probably many of you, the family farmers, don't get in on a lot of the big programs. The money comes from a bill that President Biden signed into law about a year ago. So if you haven't filed, you'll go to your local U.S. DA office and see what you can cook up for you and yourself. Here's something from the federal government. Maybe we consider that to be good, although I don't like government handouts, frankly. I don't participate in much of them. I did do some participation. This was just me during the pandemic, but I don't generally take government money because I don't like, frankly, the supervision and what goes along with it. When you're connected to them, you're connected at the hip. So here's another government idea that you're not going to like. There's a proposal before the Securities and Exchange Commission rulemaking that will be impossible for family farms to actually live with. So the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union have been warning the SEC about the consequences to all of rural America, mostly to farmers, with the proposed rule entitled The Enhancement and Standardization of Climate-Related Disclosures for Investors, which is a proposal that requires public companies to report on emissions, the result of activities from assets not necessarily owned or controlled by a publicly traded company, but contribute to its value chain. Farmers and ranchers wouldn't be required to report directly to the SEC, but it would impose additional burdens as they provide almost every raw product that goes into the food supply chain. So the comments have been filed by actually 10 agricultural organizations that said, quote, in the letter, our organizations and members committed to transparency and climate-related matters to inform our stakeholders in a manner consistent with existing, you know what, it's all a bunch of gobbledygook. What really is going on here is that farmers who are feeding America and protecting the resources and have been entrusted to do this through voluntary means, now they are going to be required under this law or this rule, it becomes a law, to comply with something that they can't. It's impossible. Family farms don't have the teams of compliance officers like banks do and lawyers like the Wall Street guys do. These costs that would be required to keep the small farmers from doing business with publicly traded companies, this could lead to consolidation, fewer family farms, and a time when we need to be looking at rural America and family farms. This is ridiculous. It's another, just once again, the control, the central control of government is killing the American farms, the killing ag. It seems almost like a deliberate attempt to put huge ag in control and sweat out the livelihood of the small family farmer. So there has to be, you need to be in touch with your congressman, senator's office to tell them that you're against this so-called rule. And I'm going to, shall I go through the name of it again? It's a crazy name. The Enhancement and Standardization of Climate-Related Disclosures for Investors. Nonsense. I mean, this is just more of the climate change, which is, in my mind, way over the top. It's become like a religion. Sure, are there problems with the environment? Yes, there are. But they aren't necessarily things that are all being created by you, me, the farms. It's just, it's too much, too much. All right, so food for thought. Hopefully you'll be able to do something about that. Here's something else I want to help you with. That is how to choose the best way for you to take care of yourself, you and your family. Maybe you are enjoying some of the fruits of your of the early seasons, a lot of strawberries and raspberries. Have some ice cream here and there. Put on a couple of pounds. And then you think to yourself, well, I worked hard over the winter to get rid of that weight. What do I do now? Well, you do what a lot of other sensible people are doing. Go to toploss.com, which is the site for Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. 25 years they've been there helping people. This is a product that's made here, certified by the FDA. It's tested for quality and purity every 3 months. It's a perfect supplement for men and women and children who want to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. That's the bottom line. So check out all the information, and you'll feel good when you look at the testimonials of all these people that have benefited from being on Calitrin. Talk to, have a private session. Talk to a counselor. Go to toploss.com. Make that arrangement. Then when you decide to buy a 90-day supply, well, you get the 3-month supply. And then because there is a special deal now still associated with the 4th of July, you get as many as you buy without you pay for 30, let's say. You get 30 more months free. So each of the container, whether it's a bottle of pills, the capsules, the powder, or the liquid, enough in each bottle for a month's supply. So you get 3 bottles, you get 3 months. You want another 3, you don't have to pay for them. They'll give them to you without charge so that you can really help support your own desires to keep the weight off. Toploss.com, kind of that handle on the website speaks for itself. Go there for Calitrin information and to order, toploss.com. When you order, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. That'll give you free shipping along with those other special deals. Stay tuned now on the American Family Farmer. I'm going to have Darvin Bentledge, who is a fourth-generation cattle farmer and a grain farmer. He's from Missouri. We have some very interesting and important things to share with you next on the American Family Farmer. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a real farmer. Is there any such thing as a farmer who's not real? I think about it. Yeah, what's that? What's a real farmer? Well, Mr. Darvin Bentledge is a fourth-generation cattle farmer, a grain guy. He is a contributor to the Missouri Independent, writing a lot of articles that are sharing his experiences on the farm. That's kind of what this program is, Darvin, as well, if I may call you Darvin. Fellow,
yes, go ahead.
Fellow independent farmer, family farmer. And so I have not gotten to the point where you are. You want to retire. I don't. But it's a personal choice. I just as soon keep going. I think the farm has kept me mentally and physically agile, frankly, and so I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. But, you know, everybody's got a different thing. You have somebody behind you who is the fifth generation. Is that right? Is that what's going on your farm?
Well, fifth generation, I went through the 1980s, you know, farm foreclosures, and I've seen the tides up and down, you know, farming, so it's always a challenge. And I thought if they could find a more stable career, that would be the way to go, you know.
So that's what you did when you told your children not to be farmers?
It was kind of up to them. I didn't force it on them, you know.
But, yeah.
They had opportunities to do different things and have a stable income, so I didn't discourage them from that.
So what are you going to do with your farm? Describe your farm. You are in Missouri, right? You're in the farmlands, the badlands of Missouri, if you will, or the good lands.
Yeah. Well, we're in southwest Missouri. You know, we're kind of in a drought right now, heat. And I farm 1,200 acres by myself, so it gets to be pretty challenging, you know. Mother Nature's got to cooperate, and she hadn't been very cooperative the last couple of years.
So explain to people, this program is for the encouragement of family farms and family farmers. But there are a lot of people who are here because we connect the farm, the food, and the families that support our farms. So what? Explain to people, if you will, what it's like to have 1,200 acres and you the only one. What do you have to do mechanically, physically? What does it take to run a farm by yourself, growing whatever I'm figuring is beans and corn and that sort of thing? Plus, you got some animals, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm a registered Angus seed stock producer. And so I keep moving most time. You know, there's not much time to sit down and rest, which at my age, that seems to be more and more crucial. But I just keep moving, you know, try to keep a positive outlook, you know, but, sometimes, the riding that I do kind of keeps me balanced, you know.
Yeah. And I think that's what I would say about myself and others who are our age, who are doing this for the love of it, sometimes more than anything else. Darvin Bentledge is here with me. He writes a column, some articles, that came to our attention. That's why we have him here. He does a lot of things that are interesting, including running the farm by himself. So we continue with his story on this week's American Family Farmer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamyl cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back in the saddle here, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, connecting the farm and the food grown there and your family. And it's a privilege every week to be able to tell some of these stories, especially when you meet somebody like Darvin Bentledge, who's the real McCoy. So I noticed in looking at your CV that you're a contributor to the Missouri Independent. You write a column. What do you do?
Well, mainly it's just certain op-eds, you know. I have a little time and I have something that I want to say. And since this is the year they write a new farm bill, I'm trying to be a little bit more vocal on what I think needs to change about these farm bills.
Yeah, well, we had the last one was it 2018, if I'm remembering correctly, when Mitch McConnell was able to get hemp become a major part of the farm bill. The acceptance of hemp, that sort of thing, because his son is the largest grower of hemp in the country. Interesting how that's just a coincidence, though, I'm sure. It had nothing to do with the fact that hemp was much more decriminalized or legalized. And there are a lot of those sorts of things that go on that seem mindless. So here we have the 2023 Farm Bill that is being worked through. How do you, how do I, how do other small farmers fare in this era of so much government, I say interference, so much government influence in farming?
Well, I'd like to see us stabilize the prices on things a little bit better. You know, I kind of hate the alphabet soup type payments we've got now.
Yeah.
You know, they're appreciated, but I'd rather get my money from the market rather than from the mailbox.
Amen, man. Amen. Yep.
And so,
go ahead.
So, you know, I'm kind of getting involved, trying to get involved in some of the changes I think that were bad policies, you know, starting in 2014 and just continued till today.
I think there have been a lot of bad policies. The farm bill started with the result. It was basically back to FDR and the Dust Bowl and what happened to the farming in America as a result of the weather. And so, you know, we see that sort of thing. You're talking about the drought in Missouri. And there are lots of places in the country. Every year, it's a different location, though. Last year was the Northwest. This year, it's the Midwest. It's pretty dry where I am on my farm. I was talking to you about that before. The hay fields are drying out. I haven't got my first crop done yet, but yet things are turning because the soil is just dry. And so that's one of the things that we all have to put up with. And there are programs, you know, there are programs on top of programs that have been designed by the USDA to supposedly help us, but they're so complicated. I don't know if you, I just stay away from them because I think, first of all, I don't want the government in my business. And secondly, I don't like the fact that these things are so damn complicated. Do you find that to be the case as well?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with. You almost got to read something almost every day about the changes that are coming about. You know, and then we can get the flip side of it and watch the markets go down like we did yesterday on soybeans, 80-some cents drop.
Yeah. You know. And why? What was the cause? Does anybody know? Why did the price of soybeans, is it because there's too much on the market? Is it because, once again, the Fed's going to raise the interest rate and people won't be buying as much? What's the story?
Well, it was kind of a contradiction there. They lowered the acreage on both corn and soybeans, but the price dropped. And often one commodity will bring another commodity down. What I read was China had canceled some purchases on soybeans, which China's been a bad actor for years, you know.
Yeah, horrible.
They do that. They manipulate our market with purchases, and they cancel purchases and price drops, and then they can buy the same amount back cheaper.
Yep. They're no good. The Chinese government is no good. All right, let's continue with Darvin Ventledge in just a matter of moments here. His story on this week's American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The White House says the release of basketball star Brittney Griner is a priority for President Biden.
Brittney Griner being held in Moscow, we believe the Federation is wrongfully, she's being wrongfully detained. This is an issue that is a priority for this president. She needs to come home. She should be home, as well as Paul Whelan as well, who's being held, and any other U.S. nationals who is being wrongfully detained abroad.
Griner has pleaded guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained at a Moscow airport after officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia, in her luggage. If convicted on drug smuggling charges, Griner could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. This is USA Radio News. A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Roughly 300,000 children under the age of 5 years old have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a senior Biden administration official. This data comes on the heels of a holiday weekend with lots of families traveling and not thinking about a trip to the pediatrician while on vacation. They're expecting that the data could increase in the weeks ahead, especially ahead of the school year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Darvin Bentledge with Doug Steffen here. The story of a fourth-generation farmer. His 1,200 acres are in southwest Missouri. We're talking about his life, what's going on. We were just mentioning China and how we have become. How have we? I mean, I think about this. It's all politics. It's all money. The Chinese have over. I tell these stories. I do a Monday through Friday program as well every morning. And one of the stories I told this past week was the story of needing a new dishwasher. The old one was 34 years old. It still worked, but it was not working well. It was a KitchenAid and made in America. So I went to four different stores before I could find an in-stock KitchenAid dishwasher that was made in America. It took me that long because you can't find. We've given over whether it's clothing, whether it's – it doesn't make any difference. We have been – you know, some people say, well, it's good for business. No, it's not good for business. It's not good for farming. As a matter of fact, I wonder – I was going to ask you about the bill that's before the House right now to prohibit the Chinese and the Russians from buying any more farmland. And in fact, there's some people who want to expand it to keep the Russians and the Chinese from buying any land, any property in America. What do you think of that?
Well, it's long past due, but I don't know if it'll really pass. You know, Missouri, they passed a law that China or foreign entities could own up to 1% of the Missouri farmland.
Okay.
And Smithfield immediately bought 55,000 acres.
Right, because Smithfield is controlled. The Chinese bought Smithfield, the largest pork producer in the world. And so, yep, they buy all this land, and we sit here like a bunch of dopes watching them do it. And the fact that I would think you'd go after every single person that voted for that in the Missouri legislature and try to throw them out of office. Seriously, right? I mean, listen, what are these people?
I agree, you know, but you're not going to get that here in Missouri because most of them just vote us. Straight ticket, you know, and they don't realize what this ticket's doing against them. They're not doing public service. They're doing a political service
for themselves.
Yeah, for themselves.
I'd like to know what their stock portfolio looks like. As some of these people, you see how on the national level, people like Nancy Pelosi, her family, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. They're all corrupt. They're all using the system to become millionaires. And it's at your expense and my expense. And it goes on and on. And I guess that's some of the stuff that you write about in your op-ed pieces, right?
Yes, yes. You know, I think we've gotten way away from the actual what goes on the farm, you know, and we've seen in agriculture, our food system especially, be centralized, where you got four companies controlling majority of the beef, and also if it affects the mothers with the baby formula. You know, you got four companies controlling 90% of that.
Well, see, you sound like you and I ought to do a program together. We ought to do a podcast together or something because we're both on the same page. We've allowed ourselves, the government, for my business, which are my, the farm is an avocation for me. My business is radio. And the radio business was destroyed in 1996 by the Telecommunications Act, which allowed one company, or in this case, three or four big ones, to buy up most of the radio stations. So they controlled what you were listening to. And the newspaper business was the same. Now it's the farming business. Look at these ugly, horrible feedlots that are factory farms. The milk that comes out of them is the next best thing to poison. And, you know, we do all kinds of stuff to try to purify it. But, you know, with George Bush as president, the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, got control of about 75-80% of the entire fluid milk supply in the country. That's not good for anybody, especially the end user, but it sure as heck isn't good for the farmer. Look at the dairy farmers, I'm sure out in Missouri, as they are everywhere else, are belly up all over the place, right, Darvin?
Yeah, it's tough, and what some people don't understand, that they will tell you this is in order to keep the food cheap so everybody can afford it.
Bunkum.
But the fact is, a lot of these factory farms, like you're talking about, are funded by taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
The EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentive Program.
Well, that's because the environmentalists have gotten control of people's thinking, so it's controlling the USDA as well. All of these programs, like some idiot from the Environmental Protection Agency comes onto your farm or mine and sees a puddle in the driveway and says, that's a waterway. We are going to regulate that. Who in their right mind thinks that makes any sense?
Well, you know, the EPA and DNR here in Missouri are complaint driven. So unless you have somebody complaining about that puddle, why the chances of it being regulated is pretty nil. You know,
but
you know, most of these states are going by the EPA rules as far as regulating these factory farms, which were written back in the 1980s, and their ideas are way out of balance from what we know about them today.
Yes,
you know, the way they do pollute water. I've got them around my place, and the lagoon's set right next to a creek, and lots of times they pump out the wastewater onto fields with perennial streams run through them. They used to go right through that. So everybody lives downstream is the same. And so you got to consider that when you're polluting up here, and the cleanest place is actually the factory farm where the pollution starts.
Yeah, where it starts. And then it goes from there.
So we need to stop funding these things. You know, most of them don't own the animals in these factory farms. They're owned by the company, which could be JBS, Smithfield, JBS, Brazil, Smithfield's, China.
Yep.
And in beef, you know, National Beef is Marfrig, which is also from Brazil. So we've got a lot of foreign corporations that are controlling our food system.
We're completely asleep at the switch. And we're letting this happen to us, the destruction of our country before our very eyes. What's more important than our food supply? Continuing our conversation, Darvin Bentledge is here, independent farmer from Missouri, also the writer of some pretty thought-provoking op-ed pieces, getting the government to think about, or hopefully maybe people, more importantly than the government, because the government's supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. We know that's a joke these days, with the example you just gave us of the Brazilian corporations, the meat packers, the Chinese, and the pork producers, all of that stuff. So let's talk about some solutions to these problems as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer with a thought now on how you protect yourself if you are interested in getting protection for your family, peace of mind for yourself. Let's say you got high blood pressure, maybe you have diabetes, maybe you have some ailment and you're looking to cover yourself if something bad happens to you. That's why I have a moment here to talk to you about Term Provider. Term Provider is the easy way to buy life insurance. So you can then protect your family and you can get peace of mind. So whatever your problem is health-wise, at Term Provider, they're not worried about it. They'll shop all the big insurance carriers. You don't have to do it. They'll do it. Term Provider, it's the way to go to get affordable life insurance. Call them now, 800-333-1750.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Darvin Bentledge here on the American Family Farmer. So what do we do to get the, is it too late for China, Brazil to get out of our hair? How do we go back to the independent family farmer? And how do we, because the government's so involved in the food system, do we have enough influence, Darvin, to decentralize the government control of our food system?
Well, there's a bill that's been on the floor for quite a while, Senate Bill 2716, the American Beef Labeling Act. It was originally called Country of Origin Labeling. I think that would be step one. And then they had a compromise bill, transparency bill, that makes no sense to me at all. You will not pass a bill that would label the product of the USA as being truth in labeling. And that's the desired label that all these imported beef want, is product of the USA.
One of the things that is a problem is that you don't know where the beef or any of this stuff comes from, because there have been companies that are so influential. Bayer is one of them. Remember when there have been a number of states that have tried to get truth in labeling, identify where the food comes from, meats especially, and Monsanto in California, I know, spent millions of dollars to defeat that bill by saying farmers, convincing people that farmers didn't want it. Of course farmers want it. They want you to know that it's their beef that you're buying, not from some other country. So it's the way that we twist and turn this stuff around, thanks to lobbyists and PR people. Ay, ay, ay. All right, yeah, so, anyway, go ahead.
And that, you know, still the American farmer is the most trusted person in our lives.
Yes.
You know, they trust us more than politicians. But where you have these big corporations undermining the American farmers, you know, and saying this is what we need, you'll have cheap food and everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's not cheap where you're funding these factory farms. Whenever you're importing this beef for, you know, up to $200 a head less than what American beef is, and it's driving the American ranchers out of business. You know, we lost.
But the other side of it is, Darvin, that the cost of meat, we've seen it in all the trades, and people are seeing it in the supermarket or the butcher shop or wherever they go, cost of meat is sky high because, going back to what you said, four companies control it. That's why you're paying what you're paying.
Yeah, it's a, and that's the problem. And see, farmers aren't getting the money. If you go back to when we had country of origin labeling, I'm going back to 2014, where they first wrote the farm bill where we got rid of all the direct payments and everything.
Yeah.
Go back to 2014 when we had country of origin labeling, the cow-calf producer, which is what I am, made the biggest profit per head, $514 a head. Mm-hmm. In 2014, we removed Kuhl, and immediately we saw a 34% drop in that profit. And now, last year, it's like $121.
And who is responsible for the removal of the Kuhl regulations?
That was in response. Yeah, well, it was in response to the World Trade Organization saying it was an unfair deal.
Yeah, but well, you know what? We shouldn't be a part of the World Trade Organization. I don't think. We should. Yeah.
But we shouldn't pay attention to them because, after all, they never proved the fact. We just automatically withdrew it, you know, and you can place blame on, this isn't a red politics, this isn't blue politics. This is a producer's politics, you know.
Yeah.
We need to get paid, and we need our product, the USA label, mean something.
Exactly.
And that gets us back to the trust deal on the farmer, you know. In 1978, over 5,000 dedicated farmers hopped on their tractors, which were open station back then, and drove to Washington, D.C. to raise awareness that farmers' way of life was not supplying them a livable wage. That was a protest the most dramatic way. Lots of them rode several thousand miles on the tractor. And after 44 years, we're still not being heard. We have to have some farm bills that are not just Band-Aids and alphabet soup that cover the gaping hole that needs a revolutionary surgery of sorts that puts farmers and cattlemen back in the driver's seat. And that was just part of it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but it's about another couple minutes there. But I think there needs to be some change, and we've got an opportunity in 2023 to write this farm bill and kind of put the power back in the hands of the farmer, the people trust, you know.
Amen to that. Check the Joplin Globe website, joplinglobe.com, to read what Darvin is all about, what he's thinking, and how we've shared our thoughts here today. Darvin, thank you. Darvin Bentledge, American Family Farmer, on the American Family Farmer Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 past the hour now, and the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here with my thoughts about something that is very much on my mind. Actually, there are two things here. One of them has to do with safety. The other has to do with security. First of all, at this time, we're finding many, and I hope this doesn't plant a seed in somebody's mind, but I saw a story which was indicative of what's going on around the country of a thief that stole 800 gallons of fuel from a farmer in Pennsylvania, Lloyd Crest Farm. They spent $5,400 on 1,000 gallons of fuel, only to have it stolen the first night. So somebody had to have been an inside job. Somebody had to have known that this was, you know, a lot of us have tanks. Mine are now secured in a building behind lock and key. Some people have a tank outside. We've never had a problem, most of us, with any of these sorts of things. But now, because it's so expensive and things are tough on the family farm, this guy reports that he lost every bit of it, and all he says is, I want the fuel back. Even if you have to bring it back to me in the middle of the night, we haven't got this kind of money. So diesel now around the country for off-road diesel, about $5.20 a gallon, compared with $2.20 a gallon last year at the same time. How do we do it? How do we bury $3 a gallon fuel into the cost of what we're growing or what we're producing? You, as the consumer, and us as the farmer, we have to come to grips with this. You can't just not pass it along. But as I've said many times, the great way of dealing with this is knowing that the food on the family farm will be fresher and it won't be as expensive as you get in the grocery store because they're having to pay to get it shipped up from Florida or across the country or whatever. So always I urge those people who are not farmers listening to this program to go find the local family farm, get a CSA, go to the farmer's market, whatever it is. But what you're going to get is fresh picked that day or the day before, probably, not 3, 4, 5 days ago like the stuff that gets shipped across the country. And you're not going to be paying the farmer for the fuel of shipping it. You got to pay him for the fuel in his tractors. But I think you'll find most of the prices on most of the family farms to be very friendly, if you will, the friendly family farmer. Now, another thing that is part of what we do every year in July, it's on my farm, and a lot of people here where I am in Massachusetts do the same thing, Youth Farm Safety Days. A free farm safety day will be something that you and your employees ought to wrap yourselves around. And for the young people that are either working on your farm or visiting the farm, this is something that ought to be mandatory. Everybody needs to know about safety on the farm, not only when driving, but being around equipment, power takeoff shafts. If they aren't covered and you've got a loose shirt on, you're going to die. I mean, and that's what you say. That's what I say to the kids, to make them, to startle them, because it's happened. You know it, and I know it. You've seen circumstances where this has happened. Guys are around. I had a friend, matter of fact, used to play for the Boston Red Sox. Had a farm not far from here. He got under his dump truck, left the power takeoff on. He was trying to fix something. He had on a loose-fitting shirt. The PTO shaft grabbed it and ripped him in two. Dead faster than you can say he's dead. And so this is the kind of stuff we got to be careful about. Plus the ATVs and the crazy stuff that kids try to do on the farm and around the farm. Farm safety. I mean, I read a story about a farm and the tragedy. Here's a young fella who got killed. The number one cause of injuries and death on farms are the tractors. And what people, young people especially, don't know, whether you're riding, I used to ride on the Fender or the Ferguson. It's dangerous as hell, but it was fun. And so there is a family in South Dakota that lost their 7-year-old son in a tractor-related incident this year. He was an extra rider. They decided to tell their story because they want to prevent these sorts of things from happening to other children. Lots of people, I mean, I rode on the stand on the drawbar, or you hold on, you know what I'm talking about. And there have been a lot of other, you can find these stories every year. This 9-year-old boy dying after falling off the tractor that was pulling a mower. He was sitting on the lap of his father, stuff like that. There are all kinds of examples of these things that have happened. 3-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds. Here's a 4-year-old girl in Arizona who died after she was run over by a tractor that she was riding on. So please think about those things and be safe with your family and friends on the farm, on the tractor. A word of hopefully inspiration and hope for you here on the American Family Farm.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.